From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Variety has put out a sampling of Hollywood salaries.
Okay.
Which includes both upcoming movies and ones that are already out.
Okay.
Who do you think tops that list?
Male or female?
Women never top this.
Oh, that's true. What am I saying?
It's Hollywood.
What am I thinking?
That's why there's a Me Too movement. Yeah.
Is it a?
He's one of your favorite actors.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I'm not of all time, but I'd say recently. In the modern day. Canadian. Good looking.
Who is it?
It's Ryan Reynolds.
Oh.
He's getting paid $27 million
what?
For a Netflix movie. For a Netflix movie.
No way.
No release date on that. Second place? Well, there's a tie for third. It wouldn't be second. The Rock and RDJ, both tied at $20 million apiece for their upcoming movies.
I'm kind of surprised The Rock's there.
Oh, and No. I'm kind of surprised The Rock isn't on top.
I'm a little surprised Ryan Reynolds. I mean, nothing against Ryan Reynolds.
Well, you know, he's got some movies coming out. He's got the Pikachu thing, a Detective Pikachu.
I'm kind of surprised he's on the top, though. But no. Maybe it was...
He's well sought after.
Yes, he is.
The guys.
Not just for movies.
Will Smith at $17 million. Tom Cruise is going to get paid between $12 and $14 million to do Top Gun. Top woman right now in Hollywood.
I'm actually kind of surprised Will Smith's in the list because he just hasn't done a lot.
Well, he's doing, you know, he's the genie.
The genie.
In Aladdin,
which will be good.
Which looks great.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I was a little skeptical, but I think it looks great. He's not going to be Robin Williams, but anyway.
Nobody could be.
The number one female, Emily Blunt, in number seven with a $12 to $13 million paycheck coming for a movie coming out next week called A Quiet Place 2. Kristen Stewart.
Good for her.
Who's gonna, yeah, you like that. She's going to be getting about $7 million to be in Charlie's Angels this year. Jessica Chastain, though, only $2.5 million.
Oh, wait a minute. God, I just got so confused.
Anyway.
I got so confused because when you said Kristen Stewart, I was on Kristen Bell.
No. Kristen Bell's on TV. She might be doing a voiceover for Frozen 2, but
now I'm irritated.
I figured that would irritate you. All right.
Ugh.
Time for the news. What's going on?
Ugh. Pooey. Ugh. Engagement shaming. That's what all we can
engagement shaming.
That's all we can possibly think to call it. So aren't you tired of these celebrities just hooking up and then taking forever to close the deal?
Yeah, yeah.
Katy Perry, Orlando
Bloom.
Oh,
yeah, they took
a few years.
Now
it's like they're letting it bake now.
Mm-mm. Well,
so.
Yeah.
And there's J-Rod.
Yeah.
Today on Ellen.
Yeah.
Blake Shelton is the latest victim on the Ellen train.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
If I was Gwen Stefani, I would leave the green room while they're taping this segment. It's like, I got to go get a coffee or something. I'm out of here. Ellen, stop this crap.
She's not going to stop.
No, she's not.
She's
Ellen.
She smokes out those celebs.
She does. She knows.
Now, you might recall Ellen gave J-Lo a clock.
She did.
To remind A-Rod.
Yeah.
That the clock's a ticking. The clock's a ticking to propose.
It worked.
It worked.
It worked.
Yes, he did propose.
He proposed
shortly thereafter.
Not too long, as I recall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, today... Ellen tells Blake she's calling Gwen tonight to discuss all this. She gives him a clock with their photo on it as well. Clock's a ticking.
Clock's a ticking, Blake. That's on today's Ellen. I'm
sure
it will be hilarious.
Giddy up, giddy up. Saddle up, Blake.
Saddle up.
All right, so Chris Hemsworth. Chris Hemsworth is a dad with many talents.
Well, you've seen that Hefty commercial?
Yeah.
Where the guy busts through in the supermarket and the little kid goes, "Dad, dad." And the mother goes, "Oh, I wish." Yeah. That's you. That's you with Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
I wish.
That includes making his children's school lunches.
Really? What a sweetheart.
What a guy.
Yeah, what a guy.
Yeah, Chris stopped by his kids' school on Monday to help fellow parents prepare sushi rolls for lunch.
Wow. My kids never got sushi for lunch. Huh.
No.
Huh.
I guess down under in Australia.
And you know, he is Chris Hemsworth, so his kids probably go to a highfalutin private school, wouldn't you think?
Possibly,
yeah. So sushi probably on the menu almost once a week.
They're making it. The parents are making
it. Right,
right. Yes.
Which is cool.
Saves money on the
kitchen
stuff.
I think it's great that they have their celebrity parents come in to help them. I'm wondering if Matt Damon was helping his kids at his Australian school. I don't know.
I don't know.
Haven't heard too much about Matt and Chris lately. Have they stopped hanging?
I don't know. Maybe because, you know.
What's up?
Because Ben's broke up with Shookus.
Yeah.
And he may have needed Matt.
Oh, Matt may have ran right home.
Yeah. So that Ben could cry on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just trying to keep it on the down low so they don't upset Ben and drive him back to rehab.
Through the Jack-in-the-Box drive-thru.
So Chris Hemsworth's wife.
Well, you can't even say his name.
Elsa.
Yes, she's an actress. Elsa, mm-hmm.
She shared several videos of her and Chris working together with other parents and comparing their respective piles of sushi.
And the result?
Well, Chris had said, I might have a bigger pile than you do right now. And he was joking. And she filmed him rolling up the meals.
Nah.
And as he continued working, he sang, roll, roll, roll your boat.
I got to tell you, I'm not giving anything away spoiler-wise, but he's very good in Avengers Endgame. They've let him be very, very funny. Very, very
excellent.
Funny. Yeah, as Thor.
Well, there was the, what is it, Ultram?
Ultron.
See,
get it right.
No.
You got to get your superhero movies right.
In Ultron.
Yeah.
There was I was watching that the other night.
Yeah, it was on Sci-Fi, wasn't it?
And he said, I'm running out of things to say.
I'm running out of things to say.
It made me chuckle.
It is funny. He's a funny character. All right. Oh, man, we're out of here today. Man, I need to go. I need to take a nap, and I need to mention this. Yesterday, somehow, and I may never
be forgiven. Is this a Halle Berry thing?
I may never be forgiven for this, but I forgot to mention Halle Berry at the end of the news yesterday.
But you did mention her at the end of your show.
I know, but it's not the same, Halle. I'm so sorry to have snubbed you yesterday that I will not snub you today. God bless Halle Berry.
I think I just had a little bit of vomit in my mouth.
Have a good day. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.